Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 28, Text Number 20. Tasmin
Labdha Padam
Chitam
Sarvavayava
Samstitam
Vilakshayakatra
Samyujya
Ange
Bhagavata
Tasmin,
on the form of translation. In fixing his mind on the eternal form of the Lord, the yogi should not take a collective view of all his limbs, but should fix the mind on each individual limb of the Lord.
Tasmin labdha padam chityam sarva bhayava samasthitam vilakshai katra samjujyat angi bhagavato muni. So, as we have explained many times, that this Acchamurti, the rascal class of man, they cannot understand Acchamurti. They think that they are worshipping idol. Even amongst the Hindus, there are so-called followers of Vedas. They also say that what is the necessity of worshipping deity in the temple? They made very vigorous propaganda in India to stop temple worship. For a short time, it has got some reaction, but now it is finished. That rascal propaganda not to worship the deity in the temple is finished. Nobody cares for that. They think that God is everywhere except in the temple. That is their view. And God is everywhere, why not in the temple? No, that is their poor fund of knowledge, they cannot accommodate. No. God is everywhere, but not in the temple. This is their intelligence, rascals. So, we have to follow, therefore, Acharya. Acharya man purusha veda, one who has accepted Acharya, one who knows the Shastra and practically behaves according to the regulation of Shastra, he is called Acharya. Achinati Shastra. So, all the Acharyas in India, there are many thousands and thousands of temples, very, very big temples, especially in South India. Some of them you have seen. Each temple is like a big fort. So, all these temples were established by the Acharyas. Not that the people whimsically established. No. Still, there is very prominent temple, Balaji temple, Tirupati, Tirumala. People are going and the daily collection is more than 1 lakh of rupees. Still, although they have been propagated so vigorously not to visit temples, but people, that is the birthright in India. They are automatically Krishna conscious. Automatically. Therefore, all the demigods, they also desire to take birth in India. Automatically. So the temple's worship is essential. So those who are against temple worship, deity worship, they are not very intelligent class of men, foolish, murha, again, the same word, ramang duskitinam murha prapadyante naradhama maya apurita jnana asuri bhavavas. Maya apurita jnana, they are talking very big, big words, that God is everywhere, but they are forbidding temples. Apahita jnana, the knowledge is imperfect. A common man can say, if God is everywhere, why not in the temple? And if we have to worship God, why not in His original form? The original form, Krishna, when He was present, the original form, so many people have seen, they have got paintings, and it is confirmed in the Shastras, in the Brahma Sanghita. Binum kannantam aravinda dalaya taksam varahavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam. Krishna is described in the Brahma Sanghita from so millions of years ago, described by Lord Brahma, that binum kannantam aravinda dalaya taksam. He is always playing his flute, Benu. Benu means flute. Kannantam, and eyes are like the petals of lotus flower. Benu kannantam aravinda dalayataksam varahavatamsa. And on the head, he has got the plume of peacock feather. In this way, the description is there in the Shastra. And when Krishna came, let him, why you disturb, let him do this. Sit down. So, Shastra says Krishna is like this. And when Krishna appeared on this planet, exactly the same description was there in his form. We have to accept the form of the Lord as confirmed in the Shastra and as confirmed by the Acharya, then it is perfect. Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakko Tinete Koriya Oikko. We have to understand something very rigidly. By three things. It must be confirmed by the Shastra, and it must be confirmed by the Acharyas, and by the spiritual master. Very simple thing. We have description of Krishna in the Shastra, Brahma Sanghita. The Chita is given by Lord Brahma. And this Brahma Sanghita was collected from South India in handwriting by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he delivered to his devotees. So the sadhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, still he is playing the part of a sadhu. Sadhu and Shastra Brahma Sanghita. And because we have received from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are delivering to our disciples. Here is Krishna's form. The sadhu, shastra, guru. It must be confirmed. Then we can accept. Not that whimsically, if some rascal comes and becomes God by concoction, we cannot accept. It must be confirmed by... Why do you bother? Let them... No, no. As he likes that. Sadhu, shastra, guru. This is the way. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing Sanatana Goswami in various subject matter, and he also described the incarnation in Kali Yuga from Shastra, that Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sangapanga Astaparsadam Jaggai Sankirtanai Prai Jajantihi Sumedas. He quoted from Bhagavatam. This is the incarnation of Kali Yuga. So, he is himself Jaggai Sankirtanai Prai. Sanatana Goswami was Prime Minister, very intelligent man. So he had inquired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that how we can accept the avatar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, from the Shastra. Sanatana Goswami got it confirmed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, he stopped, of course, when he inquired, shall I accept this personality who is now preaching Sankirtan movement and along with his associate, he is the Supreme Lord. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, let us go on further, we don't. So this is the way, not whimsically accept any rascal as avatar. No, that is not the person. Or any rascal as God. These rascal dhammas killed the whole human society to become atheist. You should be very, very careful of these rascals. As soon as somebody says that I am God, you shall immediately take him as dog, not God. So, God is not so cheap. In the Brahma Sangita, the description of God, Krishna is given, and it is said that jasyaika nishyasita kala mathavalamba jivanti loma bilaja jagadannanatha Vishnu mahana sahaya jasya kala visesho govinda madipurisham tamahangajam. Govinda, the Adi Purush, his plenary representation is Mahavishnu. And what is this description of Mahavishnu? Jasya eka nishyasita kala mathavalamba. From one exhaling of the breath, then jasya eka nishyasita kala mathavalamba. All these innumerable universes. We are seeing we are in one universe. There are many millions of universes that we cannot see. We are within this universe, compact. We can see it is packed up, just like a ball. But there are many such. So all these different universes controlled by one Lord Brahma, they are coming during the exhaling period of Mahavishnu's breathing. That is God. Who can imagine it? Jasyaika nishyasita kala mathavalamba jivanti loma bilaja jagadantana. And universe is coming from the It is called whole here. Pores. Pores of the body from breathing in this way. Then just imagine how many pores are there in the Mahavishnu's body and how many universes are coming. And this is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Asabha bahunaitena kinjayatena tavajina vishtabhya idam krishnam ekangshena sthitu jagat. This material manifestation is one-fourth part of my energy. So many innumerable universes. And this is the plenary portion of God, Govinda. Not full, but plenary, one part only. And do you think God is so cheap, anyone can become God? You don't take so cheaply that here is a God incarnation, here is a God. It's all bogus. Immediately rejected. Sadhu Shastra Bhak. So, this Archa Vigraha, which you are worshipping, it is recommended by Sadhu, by Acharya, by Shastra. It is not poetic imagination. Don't think that Krishna's form has been carved by the sculptor by some poetic images. No. Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhak. It is confirmed by Sadhu, by Shastra, by Acharya. So why? To give us facility. Give us facility. We cannot see God by this blunt materialistic eyes. Materialistic eyes means everything we think in the with reference to our sense gratification. That is materialistic eyes. Everything belongs to God, that we cannot believe, neither we have got the power to understand it. Krishna says, God says, Sarva Loka Maheswaram, everything belongs to me. Still we are fighting, no, this Africa is mine, this America is mine, or this India is mine. They're simply fighting, simply fighting. On this misconception. It is clearly said, and it is a fact, how this land becomes yours. It does not belong to you. You have come for the time being, for say 50 years, 100 years, but the land is lying for millions and millions of years. So, before your coming, the land was there, and after your going away, the land will be there. How it becomes yours? But they have no common sense, these rascals. They have no common sense. They are fighting, nationalism. Therefore, they are described as gokha animals, cows and asses. Jashyatma buddhi kunapi tidhatuke sadhik kalatra disu bhaumayjadhi. Bhaumayjadhi, this is nationalism. Worshipping the land of birth. This is called nationalism. So everyone is becoming very great personality by bhoma ijjadi. The land in which he has taken birth is worshipable, not this deity. Deity is impersonal, but the land is personal. This is their intelligence. Therefore in Shastra it is said, jashyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatu. The mistake begins from this misunderstanding that I am this body. Therefore, all other mistakes, what are those? Jasyatma buddhi kunapeti sadhik kalatradishu. Family. My wife, this is my wife, this is my children, this is my father, this is my mother. We are in a family. Sadhik, they are mine. They are my kith and kin. Others, they are all my enemies. So this crippled thought, Jasyatma buddhi kunapi iti dhatu sadhik kalatradishu. Because they have no knowledge that nobody is my father, nobody is my mother, I am nobody's son. We are simply assembled together under certain condition, just like some straws gathered together by the waves of the river. And again by the same river, it is tossed here and there, and then the straw remains one. So we can study our history of life, that some was born in India, some was born in America, some was born in Africa, Canada. So we have come together. There was no idea that we shall have to give up our family relationship and come into the society of Krishna consciousness. Similarly, we mix together, intermingle, by chance, not by chance, by the arrangement of the Supreme, by providence. Karmana daiva netrena. So we play the part of the son, the father, the wife, the children, but it is exactly the same, the straw gathering by the waves of the river. So, just like sometimes in a foreign country, we make some relationship, brother, father, but that is not actually the fact. The real father is Krishna. Sarvajoni sukantiya sambhamanti mutaya. This is understanding. So, we have to return to that understanding. Therefore, it is advised how to make our relationship stronger with Krishna. That is recommended here. Tasmin labdhamadam chittam sarva avayavam sanskritam. Don't think that Krishna or God has no head, no tail. No. Sarva avayavam sanskritam. Virat murti. They are repeatedly said in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But his avayava, different parts of the body, they are different from our, this material, at the present moment, the material conception. That is different. He, just like we can pick up our foodstuff by this hand. This hand is not just like Krishna's hand. Krishna's hand appears to be non-moving. I think my hand is moving. But Krishna is so powerful that even he has got the so-called statue hand, a metal hand or a stone hand, he can capture food which you offer. That you have to understand. When Krishna is described as he has no hand, that means he has no that limited hand as we have got. He has got, he appears before us just like a stone idol or statue, but he has got all the capacity of the limbs of the body, sarva. He has kindly appeared before us so that we can see. Here it is commanded. The sangjujyat angi. You have to see each and every part of the body, limb of Krishna. That is meditation. These are chavigraha by offering worship to the deity. You see, the lotus feet is there, the ankle is there, the mask and the sole is there, everything is there. So each and every part you study and understand Krishna is here, Krishna is there. This is meditation. It is not that the rascal theory that God can, is everywhere except in the temple. No, it is not like that. He is everywhere Now he has appeared in this temple specifically to show his mercy, how we can study very analytically. Here is feet, here is hand, the feet is marked with these symptoms, his hand is like this, his flute is like this, his hair is like this, eyes are... Study everything minutely. Then that is meditation, and this will help you to think of Krishna constantly, and that will be trance, samadhi, samadhi, practical. It is not to be imaginary. The Mayavadis, they think that it is imagination. No, it is not imagination. It is confirmed by the Shastra, Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakti. So, don't be misled by the Mayavadis. As we have got our acharyas, they are instructing, as Bhagavata is instructing, Bhagavad Gita is instructing, we have to follow. And if we cannot follow, then we should see the acharyas, how they are doing. Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. In this way, we have to make our life perfect. Thank you very much. On this subject matter, not bring the whole list of questions. They're missing the opportunity. That is their misfortune. They do not take advantage of the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. They're taking to technology. What can be done?
Her question was of the demigods, that you said that they wanted to take their birth in India, but is not the Veda culture in the heavenly planets?
So no, heavenly, they by pious activities, they go to the heavenly planets, but they find their inconvenience in God consciousness. Therefore, they desire that by our pious activities we have come to this higher planetary system, and as soon as our reaction or the resultant action of pious activities will be finished, we shall have to go again to the material or this. Bhulok. So, if remaining little balance of our past activities, instead of going anywhere, let us take birth in India. The desire like that. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, janmavi more ichha jodi tohara, kito janma ho. Dasatvara, like that. There he's praying, my Lord, I do not know whether I am sufficiently fit to go back to home to work to Godhead, but my only prayer is that if you think that I have to take birth again, so kindly give me this opportunity that I may take birth in a place. Kito janma ho jatha dasaka. Let me become an insignificant ant in the house of a devotee. If I am going to take birth at all, so give me this concession that let me take birth as an ant even in the house of a devotee. So, Bhargava, the devatas, the demigods, the desire to take birth in India, because here is the opportunity. Still, so much broken. You will find, you have seen, that when you hold this Hare Krishna festival, 20,000, 50,000 men come, automatically. You will find never in any other country. Still in India you will find that. Why? Because they have taken birth in India, the facility is there. So it is very unfortunate that Indians are trying to forget Krishna. Very unfortunate. Kripana. If you have got money, if you don't utilize it properly, that is your misfortune. Similarly, in India, those who have taken birth, they have got the opportunity. Bhagavad Gita is spoken in India, but they are reluctant. They are reluctant. This is their misfortune.
Prabhupada, is it sometimes more appropriate to worship Achimurti or Sri Sri Gaunitai than Sri Sri Radha and Krishna?
That will be recommended to you by your spiritual master according to your position. There is no stereotyped idea. That you have to take instruction from your spiritual master. Or you have to do according to the instruction of spiritual master. That will be.
To this verse of meditating on the Lord limb by limb.
You can see the Lord is everywhere. You can, anyone can see. All right, chant.